This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back in, it is the Graybar Sports Open line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Into our second and final hour of the program. The vast majority of this hour is going to be me playing for you a conversation that I had earlier today with Cardinals Senior Vice President for Business Operations, Anuk Karuntaratne. He's a really interesting guy, has ties to St. Louis as he was at Washington University, came to the Cardinals from the Toronto Blue Jays. This is his second season, and this is really the first season where I feel like some of the changes and some of his impact that he wanted to have on the Cardinals have really started to come through. So I've been wanting to do this really since the beginning of the year, but I'm glad I was able to do it now because we've gone through so much of the season and we've got a few more talking points to get to. But I've been wanting to talk to him for a while and kind of talk about the business operation of the Cardinals and where things are at, because there's so much to talk about, whether it's attendance and ticket sales and the media stuff going on, TV deals, all that. It really falls under his purview. So we'll get this thing started. And the first thing that I talked to him about is just what it's been like for him over the last really year and a half or so, as he spent much of his first season observing. And then this has been the year where things that he's wanted to put in place have really started to indeed be put in place.
Yeah, that's right. I think I was on the ground here in mid-February, so pretty close to opening day, probably too close to try to change anything at that point. So coming in, my focus was listen, learn, observe, and really try to understand, you know, the strengths and the uniqueness of this organization, of this market, but also to just have a third-party perspective on what some of our opportunities might be, what some of our challenges are, and where we need to evolve.
You had spent time in St. Louis from your time at Wash U. You spent time in Major League Baseball with the Toronto Blue Jays. So there's a familiarity with a lot of things, but not everything. As you walked in and went through that observation, what struck you? What maybe did you see with this organization that you weren't expecting to see?
I don't know that I wasn't expecting to see it, but the things that stand out to me, I mean, this is such a strong baseball market, even though, you know, right now the media coverage is, you know, maybe suggesting otherwise. I think we have one of the strongest fan bases, if not the strongest in the country. You know, it's a regional fan base. It's a generational fan base, certainly different from the environment I came in from. In Toronto, which that franchise is, you know, less than 50 years old. Here, you know, we'll soon be 150 years old. So, you know, just the history and the tradition, probably one passion, both from our fans and from within the organization. You can tell how much people care and how much it means to them to wear the birds on the bat on their, you know, not the uniform personnel, but from our staff. And that level of care shows through. So those are some of the strengths. I think in terms of opportunity, you know, some of them are situational, going from a 20-year run of success into more of a transitional, at least in terms of record, period of time presents, you know, different opportunities. And then in terms of just how consumer behavior, fan behavior, and expectations are evolving, whether that's driven by technology or media, and what that means in terms of how we have to meet those fans where they are today. Their expectations for live entertainment have evolved. The way that they consume media has evolved, and that necessitates us to think differently about how people want to engage with the Cardinals, whether that's on social media or TV or here at Busch Stadium. So I think those were some of my initial observations.
I should have probably led with this, but in your job, mm-hmm. your responsibilities from a business operations standpoint, there's the baseball side and there's the business side, and you're very involved, kind of, you know, right there at the top, kind of leading this business operation. So is it correct to say, for people listening, if it's not directly connected to baseball, it comes somewhat under your purview?
Yeah, for the most part. My focus is on, you know, sales, marketing, our broadcast relationships, sales being both ticket sales and corporate partnerships. And then some of our back office functions like HR, IT, strategy. So, you know, I think that's a helpful way to think about the two sides of the house.
I think people like to know, business folks working in a baseball team, do they love baseball? So I ask you that. Where are you at in terms of watching the game, enjoying the game, loving the game?
Yeah, I would say baseball is too much of a grind to not love it. You know, if you're going to work in this game, it will weed out those who don't have a passion for it. So this is my 10th season, and it's gone, you know, incredibly fast. But I've always been a huge sports fan, always been a baseball fan. I grew up in Vancouver on the west coast of Canada. And so, you know, proximity-wise, I grew up following the Mariners, and then the Blue Jays eventually, as they kind of grew their fan base across Canada. So baseball has always been a big part of my life. Sports has always been a big part of my life. And, you know, I get a lot of energy in the morning getting out of bed knowing that I'm coming here as opposed to any other job that I could have. So, yeah, it's special.
One of the things I enjoy about our conversations is I feel like when I say things, you're listening to what I say, and very often there's a follow-up question. I don't know if there's anybody I talk to very often that I get as many follow-up questions on things than you. I'll mention something about my past jobs or whatever. There's a natural curiosity, it seems like, with you that I've noticed. How important is it for you to indeed have curiosity and just to kind of see things in as many ways as possible?
Yeah, it's really important. I think, you know, I'm not somebody who claims to know all the answers, but, and I say this to our staff all the time, but it's more important to think of, are we asking the right questions? And if you ask the right questions, that's at least you're on the path to figuring out what the answer should be. And so for me, you know, part of my values are humility is important, and you have to be humble to be open-minded enough to get better. And our job here is to improve and get better, both on the field and off the field. And so without humility, you can't do that. You can't be open-minded enough to even be curious, because you have to accept that there's things that we can get better at in order to get better. So, you know, that's you know, I think one lens of that. The other is, and it's been a big focus for us this year, is we need to be asking questions of our fans, because as, you know, as we think about the business side of the organization, in the end, our stakeholders are our fans. Whether that's season ticket holders, whether that's you know, single game ticket buyers, or people that are watching on TV or streaming, or in any other way that they'd engage with the Cardinals, that's, you know, that's ultimately who our boss is, and we need to understand what's important to them, and especially if those things have changed over time. So we've spent a lot of effort and energy this year on trying to understand what our fans want, either reconfirming things we already know, or in some cases, discovering things that we didn't know were important to them, and then trying to reflect those things in the experience, whether that's in the ballpark or in how they interact with us in other forms. So I guess, you know, a lot of that does come from curiosity, but it's driven by the desire on how can we get better. That's the focus. And I think the same mindset is true on the baseball operations side. If we're going to win a 12th World Series championship, which is certainly part of the reason I came here, it's going to have to start there.
Anouk Karunaratne is continuing to join us, Senior Vice President of Business Operations with the Cardinals. A couple of the things that are new this year, the Friday Night Live with everything going up in right field, and also the post-game concerts that took place this year as well. What's been the response to those? Have you been pretty happy with how those have gone?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year was really about, like I said, understanding our fans. And as we thought about Friday Night Live, the thought was, how can we create an environment that some of our younger fans would resonate with? You know, people that were in their late teens or 20s or early 30s. And so the concept of Friday Night Live came out of how can we create a cool atmosphere pregame on Friday nights and extend that into the game, extend it postgame. And so we've been really happy with how that's worked. The way it has worked out is that each Friday has been a little bit different in terms of the musical act that's played. So two of those Fridays were post-game concerts, as you know. And we've seen a lot of activity in Bud Terrace, where it's kind of Friday Night Live Central, mm-hmm. even though it does spill out from there. And it's been really cool to see. And the demographic is reflective of what we hoped to achieve. Not that there's not fans of all ages up there, but you do tend to see a little bit more of a younger demo up there. And so that's encouraging. You know, I think that's an idea that can evolve. This was kind of phase one of testing it out. There's been certainly some learnings that we've taken from it, both good and bad, that that we hope to address. But we've been happy with how that's gone. And the post-game concerts were kind of a similar thought process, except with a different audience in mind of people that might decide to come to a baseball game if there was some other reason, like a concert, to come. So that was, you know, one of the groups we were thinking about. And the other is obviously fans that would enjoy supplementing their baseball experience with a concert. And that was a really positive experience. You know, we learned a lot about the logistics of the concert. We learned about maybe like what this market prefers in terms of types of artists. As we start to think about what we might do next year, you know, country versus rock versus hip hop, certainly have a different impact in like how big the artist is as well. But I would say both of those have been incredibly valuable in terms of helping us understand how that might fit in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Into the bigger picture moving forward. And so for that reason, have been successful.
You are listening to a conversation with Anuk Karuntaratne. He is the Senior Vice President of Business Operations for the St. Louis Cardinals. Much more with him coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Getting to a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock tonight. At 8 o'clock, Jen Cease is going to be in here for City Spotlight. A lot of things to talk about when it comes to City SC with the week that they just had, moving on from sporting director Lutz Vonnegut. But we are continuing, speaking of leadership in sports organizations, we are continuing to play back for you a conversation that I had earlier today with Cardinals Senior Vice President for Business Operations, Anuk Karuntaratne. As we continued on with our conversation, we did talk about the attendance, and that's the elephant in the room, right? We have seen the attendance numbers this year fall even further from where they were at last year. An organization that routinely brought in 3 million fans per year, it has moved into a little bit of a downturn. Now, obviously, a lot of that has to do with the baseball product. There's people out there that are unhappy with the baseball operation and are trying to make a point by not showing up to games. All of that exists. But there's also things that can be done on a business operation side of things as well. And that's what I wanted to talk about with Anuk, where I asked him, what can they do on the business side to help try to build back the crowds at Busch Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's, if you think about, I think it's fair to say, like, one reason is, related to on-field, but there's many reasons why it might be down. And many of them have to do with things that are within our control. We ultimately have to create compelling experiences for our fans, right? If that's an experience that lets you bond with your family or your friends or clients or whoever it is, and it's a positive experience, that's one of the reasons people come out to the ballpark. And so we have to figure out how to get them off their couch. We're competing with many more opportunities for people to spend their disposable time and income. And that's why we've placed such a focus on experience and such a focus on understanding our fans and what they want. So I would say that, that's definitely a big part of it. And it's something that will build incrementally over time. I think that every team that goes through a competitive cycle sees a difference between what the attendance at the peak was and what attendance when you're not at the peak looks like. And so there's a difference there. That's not surprising, I think, although it's new for this market. And I think that's been one of the things that's been notable for me, is how foreign of a feeling that is here. Whereas if you go to any other city where baseball is played, maybe with very few exceptions, people are used to going through the cycle. So I think the degree of newness of that makes it feel more pronounced. But certainly we're not happy with where it's at. And there's work to do. We're focused on that. Some of this is thinking about how we build that in the long run. This year for us was very much foundational, not about being reactive, because it's something we'll have to build back, not something that can be addressed with Band-Aid solutions. Yeah, so that's my thought on that.
There are some markets where the on-field product has less of an impact on attendance. You had a huge impact on what happened with Toronto, where you were working at before. I was there last year when the Cardinals were there. That team was out of contention, and that ballpark was rocking. The Colorado Rockies are never in contention. You walk into that ballpark, and a lot of people are showing up because it's a cover charge to the world's biggest bar in Denver. Right. It's a different environment. Do you feel like there are things that can do? I'm not saying that you don't want to win baseball games. The goal here is to win baseball games, but there are things that can happen from a business operations standpoint that can help the environment maintain a certain level almost no matter what happens with baseball, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think, like I said, that's ultimately what you'd like to do, because if we can keep attendance more stable and revenues more stable, it helps us be more competitive in the long run. Having volatility in attendance, you know, isn't a thing you aspire to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that said, there's only so much you can do, right? And like a building like Toronto that you were in the year you were there was year one of a new renovation. And so that was probably extra incentive for people to come check it out that year. But I think that part of it is physical environment and space. As we think about this ballpark, it's 20 years old. You know, we're starting to think about how renovations might factor into achieving some of those goals that you talked about. You know, Colorado did some of those renovations about 5 or 10 years ago. They introduced the rooftop. I don't know if you've been there,
yeah.
But they basically took out a huge part of their upper deck and turned it into the largest bar in Denver, as you described it. And so I think it's finding ways to get people to come down and view the experience of being at the game through a broader lens than just sitting in your seat and watching the 9 innings, and expanding it to think about the time you're spending with the people you want to be spending it with. Basically increasing the experiential value of being at a game. And I think those are things that we'll start to think about here as well. But like I said, that takes time to build, and, it takes a long-term view, which is how we're thinking about it.
How would you describe the relationship, the intersection, just the business side, the baseball side? Because you guys are all pulling in the same direction, but with jobs that look very different. Is there a lot of communication? Is there working together? Is it kind of two things on its own? Just kind of that broad topic, take it however you would like.
Yeah. I think the most relatable way is it's kind of like two business units in same company. You know, they really are focused on different things, although there are areas of natural overlap. We're rowing in the same direction. We're rooting for each other. And, you know, there's overlap in marketing, in, you know, communications, in how we think about budgeting and timing in terms of facility operations. There are points of overlap where we are in direct communication, collaboration, working together. But there's also areas of each operation that, you know, you don't really intersect with. We don't spend time thinking about player acquisition or roster construction or player development or any of those things, even though they do impact, you know, whether, I guess, the extent of how successful or unsuccessful we are. And so part of that for us is, you know, trying to isolate for that variable and thinking of what our expectations for ourselves should be at any given point in time. So I would say it does function as, you know, really two different organizations in a way, with one set of goals and a shared set of values trying to help each other.
This time last year, maybe this time a year and a half ago, there was such unrest in terms of both regional cable and also sports gambling. Sports gambling starts in Missouri in December. Cardinals have an official gaming partner. The deal is done, at least for a little while, for regional TV. There's going to be a big TV deal that's going to come up nationally for Major League Baseball. Is this still something that is evolving and changing on a every year basis, or are we at a point where maybe things are going to start to stabilize?
With TV, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. if I had the answer to that, then I may be a wealthy man. But it does feel like it's evolving extremely rapidly. Like, I think, is it stabilizing? Maybe relative to, you know, some points in time in the past. But I think that we're not done with the evolution that's still currently underway. You know, and that's broader than just regional sports. That's happening across ESPN. It's happening at a national level where the distribution mechanisms have not settled. What the role of streaming is relative to cable, relative to broadcast, hasn't settled yet. And who the players are, whether it's going to end up being Netflix or YouTube or Apple TV versus like ESPN, or something that's owned by the leagues, that hasn't settled yet either. I think the only piece of this that is constant is that people want to watch sports and they want it to be easy mm-hmm. and they want it to be accessible. And we still have work to do on that front. And so that's when I think about it, you know, I always think about, and this doesn't apply to just TV, control what you can control. And within the whole media landscape, there are many things that we can't control. And then there are the few things that we can. And so our focus has been, how can we make sure that our fans can access our games more easily than they could in the past with the constraints that are in place? How can we educate them on the different ways that they can do that? And ultimately, the more people that can watch our games, the better it is for our fans, the better it is for our organization. That's how we're going to build new lifelong fans of the game. So this year we introduced two new initiatives aimed at achieving that. The first was in partnership with FanDuel, we launched a direct-to-consumer streaming option for fans this year. So you didn't need a cable subscription. You could stream Cardinal baseball anywhere in our 9-state TV territory, whereas you would have been blacked out previously if you tried to buy it. And then the other thing is we partnered with Gray Media to do 10 over-the-air broadcast games, so free TV access. And the combination of those two things we've been really pleased with in terms of how it's impacted reach and viewership. Obviously, the over-the-air games are accessible to anyone. You know, I think we have like 8.5 million households in our broader territory, almost 20 million people. All of them could watch if they chose to those 10 games. And so we've seen ratings increase this year, you know, even though attendance has gone the other way, which is a positive sign. You know, it's a sign that maybe it's not broad apathy as much as it is the mix of how people are choosing to watch our games, whether in person or on TV. And then with the introduction of streaming, we've also seen a significant increase in people that are watching through that channel. So overall, our audience has grown pretty significantly this year, which I don't think anyone, including myself, would have bet money on that at the start of the year. So we've been really happy with that.
You're listening to the conversation that I had earlier today with Senior Vice President for Business Operations with the Cardinals, Anuka Karunaratne, as we've got one more segment to go with him. We'll continue the conversation about just the media part of what's going on with the Cardinals and Major League Baseball, get his thoughts on re-upping with KMOX, what's going on here with national TV deals. And then there's also been a lot of chatter recently about the price of tickets, specifically season tickets for next year, going up. What's the truth? What's not the truth? Some of the things that have been said on social media have not been completely true. Some of them have been. So we'll get his thoughts on what's happening with season ticket prices. That's all going to be coming up in the final part of our conversation. That's up next right here. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Welcome back into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, taking you till 8 o'clock this evening and continuing our conversation that I recorded earlier today with Anuk Karunaratne. He is the Senior Vice President for Business Operations with the Cardinals. It has been a somewhat eventful season when it comes to the relationship between the Cardinals and KMOX. Leading into the year, we added the FM signal, 104.1 FM, which has been great. We still have 11:20 a.m. So we're able to reach Cardinals fans really across the country with that, but a much better in the city and surrounding area signal on the FM side with 104.1 FM. And also this year, the Cardinals and KMOX announcing an extension, as KMOX will remain the flagship station for St. Louis Cardinals baseball. So as I did continue the conversation with Anuk, I asked him just about his thoughts on that relationship between the Cardinals and KMOX.
Yeah, well, I'll start with the historical significance of this relationship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Which, you know, dates back to, you know, either the 1920s or 30s. It's a longstanding relationship. And I think we're really proud of how far-reaching and passionate our fan base is. You know, you can go pretty much anywhere in the country and find Cardinal fans. And, you know, within concentric circles of St. Louis, there's still an incredibly passionate fan base. And I think a lot of that has to do with our early partnership with KMOX and being the southern and westernmost team in the country for many, many decades. And KMOX taking us into households, into living rooms all across the country, and in particular in the Midwest. And so I think there's a special bond there between the two organizations. I think, you know, the Cardinals wouldn't be what the Cardinals are if not for that early history. And so as we think about the future, we're excited about the continuation of the partnership, KMOX celebrating its 100th year anniversary, and we'll be soon celebrating our 100th year anniversary of our first World Series win. And so I think we're really pleased to see it continue.
From a national TV standpoint, there's been a lot of news lately. Mr. Manfred, baseball commissioner, does he unilaterally, with his team, make decisions, or how much do local teams, local owners, folks like you, how much are you part of the discussion of where this is going to go moving forward?
Are you referring to
national
like the current,
team.
Not like the Sunday Night Baseball package as an example?
Yes.
Yeah, so those, so the way that the CBA is constructed currently, and the team rights are constructed currently is, MLB controls a package of national games, and those games are distributed across a few different partners, like ESPN being one of them, but, you know, TBS, et cetera. And the league decides how best to do those deals in a way that maximizes revenue for the league and maximizes reach from a national broadcast standpoint. They'll obviously ask for club input, not necessarily on deal points, but more so on what we're trying to achieve in terms of results and outcomes from these kinds of arrangements, and pain points of the current situation. So we do have input into that, but ultimately it is the team at MLB that's responsible for doing those national TV deals.
Last topic for you, and more than anything else, I just kind of want to clear up some, I think, misconceptions that are out there. If you're on social media, you think that Cardinals are going to be raising season ticket prices, you know, 30% across the board going into next season. We've had private conversations. I know that's not true. I want the correct information out there. So can you share a little bit about what is going to be happening in terms of ticket prices for next season?
Yeah, and I appreciate you asking that. And I think, to your point, there's been some misreporting or fake news, as the president might say. So, you know, our ticket prices have not gone up significantly, especially for season ticket holders. You know, and I touched on this earlier, but our season ticket holders are among our most loyal and longstanding fans, and we're putting a lot of focus on how we can increase their value proposition and make sure that they feel the love back in return from the Cardinals that they've demonstrated for so long. As far as pricing goes, the average season ticket price increase across all price scales is around 2.5%. So that's the average. Nearly a third of our seating locations have either no price increase or have decreased in price. And that's the first time we've significantly decreased prices, because our goal this year was to look at what's the relative value of these seats. How are they selling on the primary market? How are they selling on the secondary market? We want to make sure that they're priced relative to demand. And in places where we feel like there's less demand, and you can see it out in the bowl, you know, we need to make sure they're priced correctly. Similarly, on the flip side, in some of the higher demand areas, there might be slight price increases. But, you know, nearly, like I said, nearly a third of the seats were either flat or down. And only about 8% of the seats have a price increase that are 10% if you are taking advantage of some of the early discount options that we're providing to people. So I think it's a little bit unfair to open a single season ticket invoice that happens to be in the best seats in the building and claim that that increase is reflective of the average. It's not. But that's just pricing. I think the point I want to emphasize is a lot of the changes that we've made this year, the introduction of an option to renew early, was driven by us talking to our season ticket holders, surveying them, and getting their input. Similar with the approach we're taking in every other area of the business, and asking them what's important to them. And one of the things that came up through that process was the ability to have a payment plan. So in the past, you would have to pay in full by the deadline, the entirety of your season ticket invoice, which, depending on how many seats you have, could be a large number. And so this year we decided to introduce a payment plan for people that wanted it. And so if you renew by the early renewal deadline, which is in September, you get access to an interest-free payment plan. You get a 5% discount on your 2026 invoice. You have the ability to relocate, and there's some additional benefits as well. And so I think it makes a lot of sense if you're considering to renew your seats that you take advantage of those benefits, but you don't have to do it. It's optional. So that's, you know, hopefully clarified things. And, you know, we focused a lot on making sure our season ticket holders understood that. Mm-hmm. But we probably could have done a better job clarifying that with some folks in the media as well.
How important is that? Just the communication process, whether it's me, whether it's the Post-Dispatch, whether it's anybody, and even from a baseball standpoint, just the organization being able to get out in front of things and be clear in communication. So situations like this, yeah, where social media takes off on you and there's not something in place to kind of tell the true story.
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than any other aspect of your life. You know, it's never a bad thing to communicate. Sometimes it's hard to over-communicate. That's something that we're certainly focused on. I think in this case, we were focused on trying to communicate with our fans directly, with our season ticket holders. And, you know, I think that's certainly an area that's important. And it's one of the reasons why I'm doing this show with you.
Very good. Well, Nook, I really appreciate your time. You've been very gracious with it. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. And happy to do it anytime.
That was my conversation with Anuk Karuntaratne, really busy guy. Really appreciate the fact that he would spend 30-plus minutes with us earlier today to talk through a lot of things. Hopefully that answers. Yeah, I get questions about, you know, business-related stuff when it comes to the Cardinals, whether it's what's going on with attendance, what's going on with promotions, what's going on with ticket prices, all of that. And we tried to answer a bunch of those questions. And yeah, we'll talk to him every once in a while just to kind of get an update on where things are from a business standpoint, because going to the games and enjoying it or watching the games on TV, it's all part of the experience of Cardinals baseball. One more break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up this edition of the program. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. This edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. My appreciation to Anouk Kurunturante for joining us for such an extended amount of time. I hope you were able to take something from that interview. If you missed any of it, it'll all be available on the podcast version and also on the video version, which is available on YouTube, Twitter. You can go to the Odyssey app, wherever it might be, and you can find it for sure. Building the Future is sponsored by Graybar. Graybar is headquartered in St. Louis. It's a great place to work. Let's get a quick update on J.J. Weatherholt. Yeah, it continues to go pretty well for him. At AAA Memphis, he is a .336 hitter in the month of August, hitting .342 with a .986 OPS. Really good to continue to see what J.J. Weatherholt is doing. We're going to get out of here in just a moment or so, but once I'm done, it's going to be nothing but city soccer for the next hour as Jen Cease is in for the City Spotlight Show. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I had better results I liked than the last game from Vancouver.
That's I know you're going to talk with George tonight about the penalty. This was my first Sports Open Line since the moving on of Lutz Fanshield.
That's right.
That was I was personally surprised by it, but a lot of people have told me I shouldn't have been surprised.
I was a little of both. So I was a little surprised by the timing. We've got some audio from President and GM Diego Gigliani kind of explaining why. We'll play that in the first segment, kind of talking about what their thought was behind the timing. I wasn't surprised. You know pro sports, you know, when you don't get results, somebody kind of goes. He was maybe the logical choice at some point. So I'm kind of surprised, maybe not by the timing a little bit.
I'm of the belief that optics matter and words matter and things like that. With all due respect to all the messaging that came out afterwards, saying that they'll try to have in place a new sporting director and a new head coach before next, like, no, don't tr- do it. Get it done.
Yeah, get it done.
I don't understand why they, maybe it was just, I talk a lot and sometimes the words coming out of my mouth are not the words that I mean to be. Like, that's what I want to be. But when I sit there and see that, oh, we'll try to have these people in place. No, like, it's your job. Go get these people in place.
What's your other options? How are you going to complete deals? How are you going to have somebody that really links up and does the job where right now two people are trying to do the job? And by the way, all the other people who are covering other jobs also.
Yeah. John Hackworth has 97 titles
right now.
So does
Dale.
Yeah.
Dale Schilling.
So we got about 30 seconds. What's going to be coming up on the show tonight?
Yeah. I mean, two main topics. We'll talk, of course, about Lutz Fanningsteel leaving the club. That's a big thing. And then we'll talk to George Gansner about those PKs. I don't think they're PKs, but we're going to get some explanations on laws of the game.
All right, fair enough. That's Jen C. She's coming up with City Spotlight. Thanks to you for being tuned in. It's been a good day of Cardinals baseball. It started with a victory, and we've been with you since then. But now we're going to shift gears with City SC, and they've got an important matchup coming up this weekend. They are back at home. We'll see what kind of bounce back they have after an emotional week, and Jen's going to be talking all about that. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.